Mommy Dearest, written by Willow Rose, narrated by Kendra Lee Oberhauser for Hot Ghost Productions. Chapter 1.
I can't wait to meet your mom.
Rob looks at Crystal with that smile, the handsome one. They have been together for 8 months now, and every day is better than the previous one. Crystal doesn't know what it is about him, but he is different from all the other guys she has dated. 2 weeks ago, he popped the question, and now he has invited his mother to come meet her, his future wife.
She's going to love you, Crystal.
She smiles and leans her head on his shoulder. Orlando Airport isn't exactly a cozy place to sit and wait, but still, she feels like snuggling up. He puts his arm around her. His mother's plane is delayed, it says on the screen. Only by 15 minutes, so they sit on a bench and wait. Rob is looking through his Facebook feed on his phone, while Crystal wonders what it will be like to have his mother living with them for an entire month.
So, what's she like? You never talked much about her. Tell me stories, Crystal says.
Rob doesn't look up from his phone. He shrugs.
She's pretty normal, I guess.
I don't believe that.
Well, I guess you could say she's very old. I am the youngest of 7 brothers. Well, you already know that. But that means she's been old for most of my life. She turned 79 last month. My brother Jack told me she has trouble walking now. She had knee surgery in January and has been walking with a cane ever since.
That's too bad, Crystal says, thinking about her own mother who was only in her mid-50s. There sure was a big difference. But then again, she already knew there would be since Rob is 10 years older than her.
Rob's mother has said she might want to move here, to Florida, to be closer to her son and the possibly future grandchildren.
Crystal looks up at Rob.
He has asked her about it lots of times.
If it bothers her that he is older, and she keeps telling him it doesn't.
So what if he is older than her? And yes, if they do have kids, he will be older than most of the other daddies, but it won't matter. The kids will be fine, and so will she. That's what she told him every time.
I love you, she says.
He smiles and looks at her.
Same.
She knows he doesn't mean it to upset her, but she hates it when he says that instead of actually saying that he loves her. She cringes at the sound of the word. Crystal shakes it off.
So, how long till she's here? She asks and looks at her watch.
Shouldn't be long now, he says. It says on the screen that the plane...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?